military not such a long time, so the nonsense is not too serious yet, because we haven't had a time to really work at it. But it's starting to get there. And I need not tell you the land of Israel, the problems that exist there, and the inexorable rule of Jewish history that stares you in the face. If you read, we've been through, I think I saw a list in the Doris Rishonim of Rav Isaac Alevi, we've been through 31 exiles, he said. You know, we've taken the show on the road to every place in the world. The inexorable rule is that when the Jewish community starts to split itself asunder, that community is doomed. It may take time for the doom to reflect itself in history, but the beginning of the end is apparent. So that is one reason, and a basic reason, as to why the period of the Gaonim ended and the period of Babylonian Jewry ended. There's a second reason. The Jews are a very mobile people. They like to go new places. Right, next year's Pesach Seder is in Mozambique, because we already have been everywhere, right? The nature within us. Maybe the nature is because of the pressures of the exile. Or maybe it's because we are basically a rootless people. We know that we don't belong. And no matter how hard we try to belong, there is within us an echo that gnaws at us and says, it's not really yours. I mentioned to you that one of the Portuguese men who's working on the new school building outside mentioned to me when they were pouring the foundation, he says that he wants to know whether it's going to end up to be a Seventh-day Adventist church or whether it's going to be a Pentecostal. Because he says in his town in New England, he says there's no synagogue that lasted more than 30 years. And they were either bought by the Seventh-day Adventists or they were bought by the Pentecostal. So he said the truth. There's no Jewish building in this country that's built for Jews. It's built for somebody else down the line. That's a terrible statement, but it's a true statement. There's a large conservative synagogue in Detroit that had an enormously beautiful building in the old Jewish neighborhood. So they, when the time came, the neighborhood changed, so they sold it to a black congregation for a church. And they built another large, beautiful conservative synagogue farther out. When the day came 25 years later, so they sold that same synagogue to the same church. And now they started to build their third building. So the pastor of the church came to the rabbi. He says, hey, why don't you put us on the building committee? Because you're building it for us anyway, so they want to have input into the new building. That's a true story. Not that all of my stories aren't true, but I have two kinds of stories, those that happen and those that will happen. But this one happened. So you have this rootlessness that exists within us, and we sense it. So whenever there's a new place in the world that opens up, the Jews are interested to go there. And you'll see that that's also a rule in Jewish history. It's not an accident that Columbus had Jews on his ships. Because that's a Jewish trait. I expect that the first synagogue in space will be fully operational. You know, when they get space travel going, there's no question it'll be there. It's in the nature, it's in our genes. And therefore, when the Arabs began to move, because this is what happened, the rise of the Muslims.